Have you ever wondered how Padre Pio responded to the everyday questions of those who sought his guidance? In today's story, we'll uncover the surprising wisdom he offered to the faithful. Let's take a closer look at a different side of our beloved saint and learn a beautiful lesson on love together.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's story comes from the book Prophet of the People, a biography of Padre Pio by Dorothy Gaudiose. Now, I only recently came across this story and I thought it would be a great one to share with you all. It's not about a miracle or anything extraordinary, but rather, it offers us a glimpse into Padre Pio's daily interactions with the faithful. It reveals how he was often overwhelmed with questions, even when he just wanted a moment to clear his head. But the questions he received and the replies he gave might surprise you. The author shares, "At the Monastery of Our Lady of Grace in San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio would often step outside the small church after hearing confessions to get some fresh air. One day, a group of people had gathered, waiting for him. 'Padre,' said a young married woman from the village, 'I live next door to the church, and every morning after my husband goes to work and the baby is still sleeping, I go into the church, hear Mass, and receive Holy Communion. But, fearing the baby might awaken while I'm gone, I leave the church with the host in my mouth. Am I doing wrong?'" Interesting question. Padre Pio looked at her and smiled. "No," he assured her, watching relief spread across her face. "That woman," he later told the small crowd, "is more pleasing to God with her little time in the church than you or I, who would spend all day in church, because she is taking time out of her duties to serve him." The people nodded, except for a peasant woman who was deep in her own thoughts. Padre Pio caught her eye and motioned her over. Quietly, so no one else could hear, she confessed, "I am ashamed to say this, but I feel I must tell you. I love you more than I love God." Padre Pio thought for a moment, and then, with a straight face, asked her to go into the village and steal for him. "Padre," she exclaimed, completely shocked, "I would never do such a thing." "I command you," he insisted, with a stern, serious face. "Do it under obedience." She stared at him as if he had gone completely mad. Padre Pio's seriousness gave way to a smile. "You see," he asked, "you do love God more than me. When I order something obviously contrary to the will of God, you do not obey. Are you convinced now?" Her eyes met Padre Pio's and brightened as they exchanged a warm, silent message. "Padre Pio, you are so good," said a woman standing nearby. His smile quickly vanished. "I am not good," he replied quickly. "Only Jesus is good. I don't know how this habit of St. Francis that I wear doesn't run off my back." An old man marveled at his modesty. "You are a saint," he said. "The saints stay only in heaven," Padre Pio replied, unimpressed with the compliment. He turned to leave, feeling he had enough fresh air for the time being. But a young woman in her early 20s blocked his path. With wide blue eyes, she looked adoringly at the friar and handed him a bouquet of flowers. "But what are these flowers for?" he asked. "Have you taken me for a gardener?" Her face clouded at his indifference. Please tell me if this medicine is correct, begged a voice. Padre Pio saw an arm sticking through the crowd. A short, bald man carefully pushed his way to Padre Pio's side and began detailing his illness. My good man, said Padre Pio, you ask me? Go to a doctor. It was all too much. He looked for a path to escape and left as quickly as possible. End of story. Now, besides giving us a glimpse into Padre Pio's daily life, this anecdote holds an important message, especially for us today. I'm referring to Padre Pio's lesson on love for God. He emphasizes that love is not merely a sentiment. Our modern culture has convinced us that we love only when we feel it. But this is far from the truth. Love is not just an emotion. It's about fulfilling our duties towards others, even when we do not feel pleasurable inner sensations. As Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and you are my friends if you do what I command." He also said, "There is no greater love than laying down one's life for friends." These expressions of love have nothing to do with emotion. Rather, they have everything to do with action. Therefore, may we not waver in our love for God or neighbor when we do not feel loving feelings. For true love reaches its perfection in obedience to God's commandments, irrespective of how we feel. Saint Ignatius emphasized the need for what he called ordered affection, meaning that our loves and desires should be aligned with the love of God. Any love that detracts from or contradicts the love of God is disordered. He advised always returning to the first principle and foundation. Man is created to praise, reverence, and serve God our Lord, and by this means to save his soul. The other things on the face of the earth are created for man to help him in attaining the end for which he is created. Hence, man is to make use of them in as far as they help him in attainment of this end, and he must rid himself of them in as far as they prove a hindrance to him. Therefore, we must make ourselves indifferent to all created things, as far as we are allowed free choice and are not under any prohibition. Consequently, as far as we are concerned, we should not prefer health to sickness, riches to poverty, honor to dishonor, a long life to a short one. The same holds for all other things. Our one desire and choice should be what is more conducive to the end for which we are created. And with that, we conclude today's video. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or just click in the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.